There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, we've been talking about protected group status. We've been talking about dividing. We've been talking about affirmative action with Rich Sheeben. And you can get his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. We've been talking about some of the stories that we're sharing, some of the stories of our lives in corporate America with our class. And, Rich, we were talking about affirmative action, and I just can't imagine having, you know, USA Prepares is a small company. Very small. Actually, I'm the entire company. Okay. And I can just see the federal government coming over to USA Prepares and saying, wait a minute, you know, you really don't have a good representation of America here. You need to reach out and bring some others on board who will kind of round out who America really is. And well, there's no handicap rail, you know, to get up and down to the studio, and there's no, you don't have an elevator that has braille. You really haven't thought this out, because you're leaving out a bunch of individuals that can contribute to USA Prepares. Now, that's absolutely positively true. However, USA Prepares is a you know, at the studio level, it's a one person company. The presence, though, is different because we have a lot of volunteers all over the country as instructors. So I can just feel the frustration that corporate America must have had back when we were forced to bring people on who were just flat out not qualified to do what we hired them to do. As a matter of fact, the company, the very bank that I've been talking about, I was involved with three banks. The one that I was talking about that brought in the affirmative action officer was involved in getting me some help. And I remember my boss, the senior vice president, saying, hey, Vinny, we're going to get you some help. I said, great. I don't need any help. I have a team. My team's doing just fine. Are we too slow or something? No. No, you're doing just fine. But we're going to get you some help. Okay. What kind of help? Well, we're going to bring in a new guy. Okay. What's he going to do? Special projects. I was in the computer development arena. I had no job description. My job was to build really neat, state-of-the-art ways of helping customers, like computer systems that could generate letters very, very quickly, turn them around quickly, you know, in minutes rather than in a week. Audio response units to answer the telephone, to take messages from customers, press one, press two, press three, that kind of stuff. And that's what we did. And they said, we're going to get you some help. Okay, what's this guy? Tell me about this guy. Well, he has a degree in public administration. Public administration. We're not in public administration. That's government stuff, right? Yeah. So we're going to hire a guy who has a master's in public administration. Okay, great. What does he know about computers? Well, that's really not his strong suit. Okay. Help me understand this. What's this guy going to do? Well, he's going to learn. Okay. Now, I'm not exaggerating. So, this guy was assigned to me. A really nice guy. I liked him. I mean, he's been to my home. We've done things together. Very friendly, wonderful guy. But he was not a computer jockey. And our entire department was computer jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he was kind of an odd guy in that arena because he didn't have the skills, training, knowledge, expertise required to do what we did.
Mm-hmm.
But we hired him. And he made more money than some of my top guys.
Yeah, well, when the powers that be demand that you have some type of a self-police state in there, with what they call it, that title you just mentioned, the human resources or whatever.
Human research.
Yeah, human research, yeah. You know, these are all politically correct buzzwords, Ben. Equality, fairness, tolerance, it's a virtual reality. It's an illusion. Civil rights policies were designed to be judged by individual merit, not what group you're in. And what this has all done is created an illusion of equality, which brings down the quality of life for the whole country, especially the poor and the middle class. It's an Alinsky Marxist Communist Manifesto sandwich. Remember I said there's a law of diminishing returns for everything?
Yeah. Yes.
This is the 21st frickin' century. We need affirmative action, quotas, and political correctness like we need a hole in the head. I mean, the middle class burden with this is it's gotten way past ridiculous, where logic and common sense can't even be discussed, almost analogous to middle class and prosperity is hard to be discussed today. And this is not a pendulum issue. It's not a. This left-right paradigm, folks, is false. It's phony. It's basically to lower the standards and expectations and create divisions. This is a tool. This is a tool, and that's all it is. It's just like in the beginning of the show, you were talking about the police.
Yeah.
What, to me, what they're trying to do is political correct us out of controlling our own communities. They want to, in my opinion, this is down the road, but they want to head towards federalizing the police because of their certain behaviors. And like, and I agree with what you said, Vince. I think the majority of cops are good cops. I think there's a few rogues out there, but I think the majority of them are good cops. They're good people. They have hard, stressful jobs. And if you really look at the examples that's come forth with this political correct police behavior, most of the people who have done certain behaviors towards the police either have records or have done a criminal act or have pulled a gun out of a cop's holster or has resisted arrest, you know, or something. And I do believe that we're heading towards a police state, and I hope people wake up and listen to shows like yours, because five or six corporations, folks, control and influence and own the national media, which is what I call the old media. Five. So you got to ask yourself, are they controlling voting results? Are they controlling polling? What else are they controlling? If we do not stand against corruption and manipulation and acknowledge that we've been distracted, dumbed down, and divided as an American people, we're going to lose everything. And pretty soon you can see that people are losing incentive to work. People are losing incentive to exist, to thrive, to survive. And Vincent, unless we keep having these discussions and be thinkers in lieu of followers, we're going to be we might as well just change our name to the Divided States or the Divided Groups of America. Let's just do it right now because that's where we're at.
You mentioned programs like this, and every couple of meetups that we have on Monday, someone will come up to me and say, "How can I listen to you on the air?" You know, and I'll say, "Where are you?" They'll say, "Right here in Springfield." And I say, "We can't unless you listen on your phone or through your computer. You cannot listen to USA Prepares in Springfield, Missouri." And the reason is very simple. No one in Springfield, Missouri, who is in a decision-making capacity at a radio station will touch USA Prepares. Not one. And that's because I believe the message is controlled. That's because we talk out about corruption. That's because we talk out about the government, and we bring those messages out. And because of that, it interrupts the relationship that the old media, the dinosaur media, has with the government. They are part of the system. They are, I'm talking about the old media and the government. They work together. And if you read the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, you'll find out that one of the protocols is to control the media. And it has been controlled. And another protocol is to control the government. And it has. So they have shut us out of Springfield, Missouri. No one will take this broadcast. Now, this broadcast has been offered free. This broadcast is offered free to any radio station who will take it. I am not asking any radio station for any compensation in any way, shape, or form. But very few stations will take this broadcast. So you're absolutely correct. The idea is to dumb us down. And a perfect example of that is that woman who came to the meetup last night, who said that she felt very, very safe. Crime in Springfield, Missouri is the highest it's ever been. Murders, rapes, stabbings, robberies, burglaries. Crime is way, way up. Way up. I can't believe how much it's up. We never used to hear about murders in Springfield, Missouri when I first moved here almost 10 years ago. Now it's common to hear about murders and rapes and stabbings. Well, this woman says she feels safe. She has been convinced, conned by misinformation and disinformation by the old media. She believes that everything's just fine. Because why? Well, that's what they say on TV. Everything's fine. Rich Sheeman and I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us. Hey, Rich, would you mind telling us a little bit more about that live virus scenario that you mentioned during the first hour?
Live virus?
Yeah, didn't you say
you
that
with
the pharmaceutical industry?
Well, it was. I don't think it was when GlaxoSmithKline was caught defrauding Medicaid and Medicare and deceived regulators about the effectiveness of their drugs. I don't know if I mentioned virus. Did I?
Yeah.
Did I? Okay.
Yep.
Well, there was. I know when they were caught deceiving regulators about their effectiveness of the drugs. In fact, I knew the two reps. Vaguely, who did this? It wasn't a virus. They had a drug that was an antidepressant that they were making false claims on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know.
So tell us about that.
Well, there's not a lot to say in the fact that they just got greedy and they started, they wanted market share. They wanted to sell drugs. They wanted money. And, you know, this is not immune to just this one company. There's been several companies who have done these behaviors. And because they're basically protected, like, kind of like the analogy I use in the book is they're kind of like the mafia bosses of earlier eras, where they have almost monopolies and they're endorsed by our government with very little to fear. And I also mentioned that what if you were an individual that went around your city bribing doctors, falsifying data, selling a fraudulent product to the government, lying to regulators, engaging in anti-price fixing, whatever. What would happen to you as a listener? What would happen to me? What would happen to Vince? We would go to jail for the rest of our lives, folks. You know, basically, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of subsets under the heading of political correctness. And until all laws become non-exempt and all the hypocrisies from the people with the big money, like the big corporations, big oligarchies, the big government, they're going to keep using, and I'm going to go back to affirmative action and quotas again, Vince, but they're going to keep using skin pigmentations, anything to do with sex and gender as a tool to divide us. Because people often ask me, what's one of the main reasons for the consequences or the diminishing net worth of the middle class? And people, I often say, is ignorance, apathy, and indifference. But the biggest consequence is the fear of being politically incorrect. This is enormous. And until we stand up and say the truth, and you have to realize that we're all imperfect humans, folks, because the powers that be are using intimidation, bribery, shaming, threats, blackmail, and that's how you build an aristocracy and put everybody else in the serf slave column. They're doing it through force and fear. And I know I've mentioned this story on the air with you before, Vince, and I'm going to do it again because it's so apropos for this conversation. I had the privilege of seeing Dr. Ben Carson. I know you remember this story. He came to Northwest Montana, and the first few words out of his mouth was, "I hate political correctness." And then, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, he basically said a few things, and he said, "It turns minorities into victims." Folks, when we keep lowering the bars of standards and expectations as a country as a whole, the first thing we're doing is we're taking those minorities and women and we're insulting their work ethic, their intelligence, and their ability. I mean, the stories I just shared with you in the beginning part of the show, where I had to avoid going to health services so my company wouldn't put me on disability because my diagnosis was so bad and my attorneys told me to do this. Other reps who happen to have victim group or protectionist group status suing because they overheard a joke. I mean, when we lower those bars of standards and expectations, ingenuity, productivity, and accountability has been eliminated for American success and especially middle-class prosperity.
How about we adopt across corporate America a new slogan? You know, talk about our company. We're no worse than anybody else. Can you imagine if we thought that? Can you imagine if we thought that our company motto should be, "We're no worse than anybody else"? That's where we're headed with these kinds of ridiculous, oppressive regulations. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified, safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if any of you plan on calling me after the broadcast, I'm going to be taking care of the cows for about an hour. And then I've got an appointment with my dog's doctor. And I'm going to be on the phone with my dog's doctor. He's getting a telephone checkup. Thomas Jefferson is my dog. He's an English Mastiff. And his doctor, you know his doctor. His doctor is Dr. Joel Wallach. So Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be doing a telephone checkup on TJ, Thomas Jefferson, my dog. And why? My dog takes longevity supplements. He does. And I'll tell you more about it in the next couple of days. I'll tell you what the kind of supplements that my dog is on, and he's been on them for quite a long time. So, and I pay for them. I don't get them for free. I pay the same price that you do. And if you're interested, you can go to usapreparesteam.com, and you can get the same supplements for the same price that I pay. And you'd be supporting in a small way usapreparers.com. Okay, we're talking about protected group status, and we're talking about, you know, the corruption within the pharmaceutical industry, and it's not just the pharmaceutical industry. I am convinced that companies that are doing well are involved with the government at different levels. So, for example, Verizon. Verizon is selling, sharing, giving, providing access to our telephone records to the government. And there's compensation for that. And if you look at companies that do well, they seem to have some kind of a connection with the federal government. You know, we're talking about the $700 hammers, the $700 toilet seats, that kind of stuff. Things that outrage you. And then you look at impunity. Freedom from being prosecuted. You look at medical malpractice, and there are caps and limitations on medical malpractice. I mean, getting $1 million is really, really tough if they saw off the wrong arm or the wrong leg. Oops, we should have gotten, you know, we were supposed to amputate the other one. Well, now we'll get you all evened up here because we cut off the wrong one, and now we'll cut off the right one, so you'll be symmetrical. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens, but, well, tell me I'm wrong, right?
No, things have gotten so bad, Vince, that it's gotten out of control. In fact, when you're done speaking, I'd like to address two of the things that you just mentioned.
Well, go ahead. Do it right now, please.
Okay. First of all, you mentioned Verizon. I read an article not that long ago that Verizon entered a contract in Germany because of all the NSA surveillance, spying, and tattletaling they're doing to our powers that be, basically what you just mentioned. So, again, it's gone beyond protectionism, and that's why we have only five or six companies that run all of the national media. And that's why we need to start going to radio stations like yours, Vince, and getting the truth. And the second thing you mentioned about was cutting off a leg. Now, regarding HIPAA regulations, and I have this in my book, HIPAA is not for patient confidentiality. Folks, when you go to the doctor or hospital and they make you sign this HIPAA form, this is not for you. It's for their legal benefit. Basically, what it does is you can't speak legally about all the mistakes that they make, whether they cut off your leg or they double bill you, triple bill you, quadruple bill you. HIPAA regulations was created to hide the inadequacies of the system, of the corrupt system. And do your research if you don't believe me, but I'm telling you that's what it is. Now, not to change the subject, Vince, but I'm noticing that we're getting low on minutes for the show. But you asked me last time we spoke to remind you of that dinner party story. I don't know if you want me to mention it, but
yeah, please mention that dinner party story. That's a great story, Rich.
Okay, since it is in the context of basically our discussion regarding affirmative action quotas, protectionist group status, and the like. Folks, I was at a dinner party right before, I'm going to make a real long story short, right before I was finishing up my book. And there was 10 people at my table, and they were all curious about my book, and they were like, oh, wow, that's really cool, what a good idea. And they heard about my story, what I went through with GlaxoSmithKline. And for example, how my attorneys told me I could not get my diagnosis on paper or in the computer databases because they just forcibly retired me. And I had really severe problems even in my late 30s, and I just could not financially pull off being retired. So I had to work, drive a company car while taking painkillers, knowing that as a poor or middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I had no restitution. In other words, no rule of law protection. So I kept working. I got progressively worse. I was hired by another company as the first male job share. 3 years into it, I finally had to take these medical objective tests because they were either going to fire me or make me go full-time, and my spine couldn't do that. My attorneys were shocked that I actually gone 7 years dodging the health services department, which is an internal department in the big pharmaceutical companies, which basically is designed to protect themselves. Long story short, I was at this dinner party. This woman who heard what I was saying about my story, I got to stop for a second there. The people at that dinner party were saying they should make a movie just because of the inspiration and motivation and the hardships you had to go through because of your health and getting to Montana and staying in Montana and living the off-grid dream you've always had. And this woman was in this dinner party, and she overheard it all, and she said, "It'll never happen. You have light hair, light eyebrows, blue eyes. You're a hunter. You preach self-sufficiency," which the powers that be want dependents. They want followers, not thinkers. And most of all, and then she stopped and she said, "If you are going to get a movie written about you, or even be a top actor, or a producer or a director in this industry," she said, and I'm quoting now, "you have to be," and I want to make sure I say this right. Okay, maybe I'm paraphrasing, but she said, "You basically have to be Jewish, Italian, or at the very least Irish." Now, the reason why I'm saying this isn't just for the entertainment humor factor, okay? But this shows how ridiculous we have come as a country. America, if we lose the ability to get a job and keep a job by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor, diligence, tenacity, and principle, nothing matters anymore. And the only thing that matters is what group you come from. We're done. We're done. You know, I hear a lot of people, and I'm going to be really politically incorrect here, Vince, saying how they don't like, you know, Islam or what the Muslims are doing. And, you know, no one's in favor of mistreating women or anybody. No one's in favor of violence. No one's in favor of any of this stuff because it's against the Constitution and it's against the fact that we're supposed to be judged by individual merit and not what group we're in, as I mentioned earlier. But because of the fact that we have no synergy left in America, folks, you see, people don't want to be married anymore. People are the responsible people who should be having children, most of them, are having the least or none, and this has been a socioeconomic effect for decades now. Well, Muslims are outbreeding ordinary Americans 8-1. So if you keep the silence, folks, who knows? Maybe your daughters and granddaughters might be wearing burqas. It's up to you. The point is, whether it's the stories in my book, whether it's the story that I mentioned earlier today, if we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, then we will be the divided states of America. And middle class and prosperity will not be discussed in the same sentence. We're all imperfect humans. But if we don't, if the people who are preaching don't practice what they preach, we got these hypocrisies have to be mentioned. All laws need to be non-exempt. We can't have special rules, laws, and accountability based on what group we're in. It's beyond logic. It's in insanity, okay? We are into the insanity column for the United States of America, and there's nothing united about it.
You know, Rich, I was listening to you talk about the three countries, or I'm sorry, not the three countries, the three groups, Jews, Italians, and Irish. I got to tell you, though, that I have never been on a job interview. I mean, this would be, last time I was on a job interview would be probably the 80s, 1980s. And no one has ever said to me, oh man, I'm so glad you're here because we are so low on Italians. we got to hire you because we haven't seen one of you guys in a long time. You know, I've never seen that. I haven't.
But don't you think, no matter what group you're from, it's an insult to America? Not to mention these groups.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm looking at TalkStreamLive.com right now, okay? And I'm looking at the faces of these broadcasters. Right now, running simultaneous with us, there's Glenn Beck, Laura Ingram, Jesse Lee Peterson. Now, Jesse Lee Peterson is black. Herman Cain's running a broadcast right now. He's black. And there's Imus. Imus is pretty light-skinned. Brian Kilmeade is kind of medium. Brian Sussman's kind of medium. Unless, you know, these guys have been photoshopped. Geraldo Rivera's on against us right now. He's kind of medium. So am I. And then we've got some other guys who are, you know, really, really, really light skinned. I see representations of all tints, if you will, all shades of human complexions right here. And it's nice to see. It really is nice to see that we have a representation. But you're right. And for the same reason that, they won't let me on the air in Springfield or in the Ozark Mountains. And I think it has to do with the message and the kinds of things that we're talking about here today. Rich Eben, I'll be right back.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why
you
got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us. And, Rich, we've got Wayne. Wayne from Texas on with us right now. Wayne, welcome to USA Prepares.
Hi, Vincent. Excellent show this morning, as usual.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure thing. Hey, the reason I was calling was your guest earlier had mentioned, had made a comment about how big corporations that are highly associated with the federal government seem to be doing very well, and it kind of triggered something in my mind where yesterday I was reading an article in Bloomberg about how some of these big major corporations in the country are major welfare queens. Mm-hmm. And the example I read was where Walmart in the period that was examined, had $475 billion in revenue, gross profits of $17 billion. Yet, Walmart employees receive about $2.66 billion in welfare-type benefits through government agencies. And $1 billion of that is deemed for health care. The rest is food stamps and other services they get. So, you know, as a small businessman trying to struggle year by year, I find it pretty appalling this kind of situation exists, and this shows, you know, the duplicity of some of these government types along with big corporations and how they're putting the screws to your average American.
Well, Wayne, you're absolutely correct that, and we have discussed this on USA Prepares in the past, how much the employees of Walmart are dependent on the government for all kinds of things, exactly as you've said. So without those assistance components from the U.S. government and the state government, those employees would not be able to work at Walmart. they're broke because Walmart doesn't seem to pay enough money, give enough hours, and so forth. So you hit the nail on the head, and it's an outrage. Let me just put an exclamation point on that for just a second. When I had a computer business, we first started our computer business in Virginia, and we had a competitor who had 100% of all of the school computer contracts, and he was making an enormous margin on those computer sales to the schools. I mean, I'm talking 30, 40, maybe even 50%. And he was doing really well because he was selling to the government. Well, other computer companies who were selling to individuals weren't doing as well because they couldn't make those kinds of margins. So when you extrapolate that out to the Verizons and the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industry, and those industries who work really closely with the government, they really do well. I have seen it. I've seen it firsthand.
Oh, sure, sure. And I would just say this, too. Again, my experience has been where I have lost deals to groups of people. In one case, it was an Indian tribe that had never been involved in my type of business. But because they were mobbed up with some individuals in D.C., they were able to receive a contract for some products to supply. They didn't even know, they didn't have a clue what they were selling. All they knew is that they were getting the contract. And when you see this, like your guest has mentioned, that it's all about identity now and what class you're in and what group of people, it seems, the federal government is just working overtime to put the screws to your common middle class, really white individual.
Rich, you know,
Wayne, you hit the nail on the head. In fact, I've seen groups like that get contracts, not know what they're doing, don't even have the equipment, for example, in construction, to pursue the contract that they won with the government, and then they subcontract out and make a huge profit margin for doing nothing to other groups who were competing initially for that contract. And this is why, Wayne, we need people like you to voice your opinion on these shows. We need to say the emperor has no clothes. And we will not be living in the land of the free and the home of the brave if we don't have the guts to stand for principle.
Absolutely. I agree 100% on what you're saying. I think this is something where it's time to really take a stand now. Thank you.
Wayne, it's a homework assignment for you to consider starting a meetup group in Texas where you live and getting people involved and sharing with them the kinds of things that you've just shared with us on USA Prepares. Hey, thank you so much for calling, and please call again. Rich, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, I'm going to be with John Stadtmiller from 4 to 6 today on John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. Thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25.
Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature. One person at a time since 1980.